his house was all built out of logs like that. And then it was daubed in between.
Had they get the logs to fit, they would...
They'd notch to build a house. They would notch it so it couldn't slip, you see. And then that was all daubed. And some of them would take... I don't know how that was done. But they would plaster it with cement inside. Make it for near snow white. Plaster it all level just like this. And that house stayed there not too many years back. Yes, sir.
But nowadays your house has, of course, as you said, you got...
Yeah. Correct.
Outside your house.
But then, the people here in them times was not like today. Whenever one fella had a big job to do, everyone around in the neighborhood would be there to help him do it. But today, each fella's got to look out for himself. That's the difference.
You'd have a Boucherie, wouldn't you?
Huh?
Have a Boucherie Champagne?
Right. Butcher hogs, mind it, or kill a cow, cut it all up in pieces. But of course, now that would go between the different neighbors. Maybe I'd have a bunch here, and 2 miles down there'd be another bunch the same way, butchering, divide the meat. Next time it'd be another fella.
Yeah.
We'd never pay for it.
Now, you that fence you called, those fences that y'all would build, was called it what?
Log fence.
Okay. Would you ever have something that you might put up on the top to save logs, you know, or kind of an extension you'd put on the top?
No, we didn't. We didn't put nothing on top.
Keep the animals.
No.
Okay.
That I know of.
What about the kind that they would dig holes for each, and they would put wood in the they fit the wood into the place in the wood. You know what a pew fence was?
A pew fence?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we used to have that. We used to have a pew fence.
Right.
My daddy would make that.
What? Now, how was that made?
Okay, they'd take, they'd pick out, the first thing they would do is pick out the post that was well in line, and they'd bore holes in it this way, in here, then they'd cut that out. And then they'd take the end of the pew and trim it so it would slip in that. But you had to leave the gap in the post big enough so that you could get the two ends of each pew in the fence.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yes, sir, I seen that made. My daddy used to make that.
Yeah, those were the old time fences.
Right.
Now... Okay, around the buildings that you'd have around the farm.
That was a pew fence.
Uh-huh.
That, in them time, that was a little bit fancier, you see.
Yeah.
Than log fence.
The pew fence would go around the what? It would go around the...
Well, go around our yard, and the cow pens was made out of a pew fence.
Did you have another type of fence that you'd put maybe around where you grew something out around back?
No, I don't think so. That they first started off with the log fence, and then they came in here with that pew fence.
What about those fences that they would paint white, and they had those things that would stick up?
You know? Well, we call that a picket fence. You could do that with what they use for pews. You get the idea?
Mm-hmm.
They'd pick out the best one, and they'd chisel them, smooth them off. Then they chalked them and have them sticking up. That is, a lot of that was used to make a fancy gate.